from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Houston.
Stay at home. Houstonians, stay at home tonight.
Mayor John Whitmire, after severe weather, including hurricane-force wind, walloped that metropolitan area. Four people killed, trees, power lines down, windows blown out of downtown high-rises.
The recovery will go through to tomorrow. So if you're a non-essential worker, don't go to work tomorrow. I ask the business community to be considerate of their employees.
Upwards of 1 million homes and businesses don't have electricity in Houston. The House Judiciary and Oversight Committees voted to declare Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for not giving them audio recordings of a special counsel's interview with President Biden on classified documents. They have the transcripts. Mr. Biden declared executive privilege on the recordings. Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Gerald Nadler.
A complete transcript has already been provided to the committee. The only thing that has not been produced is the recording itself, which can be easily manipulated.
The Oversight Committee vote came after members traded personal attacks, Marjorie Taylor Greene noting Texas Representative Jasmine Crockett's false eyelashes.
Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you're the one talking about.
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up. Hold on.
Order.
The Georgia Republican later refusing to apologize. The Biden administration began the process of moving marijuana off the Schedule 1 list of the worst illicit substances and bumping it down to the less restrictive Schedule 3.
Far too many lives have been upended because of a failed approach to marijuana, and I'm committed to righting those wrongs. You have my word on it.
The Justice Department will have the final say. It didn't close there, but during Thursday's trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit 40,000. For the very first time. You're listening to ABC News. A lot fewer Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week.
2 weeks ago, initial filings for jobless benefits surged to their highest level in 8 months, suggesting that the red-hot labor market was cooling. So last week's figure showing a decline of 10,000 applications may be a readjustment from that big surge. In all, 222,000 Americans filed their first claims in the week leading up to May 11th.
ABC's Jim Ryan, U.S. unemployment currently at 3.9%. The leader of the world's Roman Catholics wants to visit a predominantly Muslim nation.
According to the spiritual head of the world's Orthodox Christians, Pope Francis is planning to visit Turkey next year to mark an important anniversary. The pontiff turns 88 in December. He's recently suffered from mobility and respiratory issues. He's scheduled to travel to Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, Timor-Leste, and Singapore in early September, and Belgium later in the month. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News.
A step forward for reparations in California. The state assembly unanimously approved and sent to the Senate a bill to apologize to black Californians for discriminatory practices since the state's founding.
State lawmakers have been considering numerous proposals after a reparations task force made recommendations, including a state apology. Supporters of the bill say an apology is the beginning. The state is not yet addressing a recommendation from the task force to pay cash to black families.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.